My name is Full Metal Jackie, and I'm so happy to say that tonight on the show, the founding KISS guitarist and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member Ace Frehley is with us. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, my gosh. It's an honor to be here with you. And so excited to talk about all that you've got going on. The new album, Spaceman. You're actually your eighth solo album, Spaceman. And lately, you've been releasing a lot of new music. What invigorates you? To sort of like to urge or to have the urge to make a new album.
Well, if you look at the timeline, you know, I got sober in 2006, and the last 5 years or 6 years, you know, my creativity has just gone through the roof. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have a record company writing checks to you as well. So, I mean, I signed a record deal with E1, and the first release was Spaceman, and then I did Origins Volume 1, and now we have, I'm sorry, the first release was Space Invader. We're getting close here now. Then I did Origins Volume 1, now we have Spaceman, and I'm also contracted to do Origins Volume 2. That also helps pushes me. You know, I usually need deadlines to get things finished, because I'll spend weeks on one song.
The one and only Ace Frehley with us tonight. His latest solo record is called Spaceman. Here's a tune from it, Bronx Boy.
Full Metal Jackie, Ace Frehley with us on the show tonight, talking about his new album, Spaceman. And between your own albums and KISS, you've got a lifetime of recording experiences. Making this new album, Spaceman, what exhilarated you about being in the studio?
Well, you know, I work in my home studio. And I work at my own pace. I don't have anybody looking over my shoulder. You know, pretty much for the last three or four records I've done, you know, I produce myself, I work with an engineer, and a lot of times we record the songs with a click track and then add drums later. So it's a real simple process, and I work at my own pace. I take a break when I want, you know, I'll run out in the backyard and you know, cook some burgers on the grill, come back and then do a guitar solo. You know, there's no, you know, when you're working in a recording studio, you're paying by the hour.
Right. So at your own leisure at home is a whole different thing.
And on the same token, you know, if I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I have this brilliant idea for a song, you know, I can just go in and record it. So it's wonderful working that way.
And you've been, you know, recording records for such a long time. I mean, the way of recording records is so different now. How do you feel, like, looking back to, you know, when you did your first record to now? Like, how do you feel about the technology that exists to allow you to record the way you can?
Well, I mean, the technology has made it so much easier. Working with Pro Tools, which is the standard in the recording business, pretty much, you know, I remember working with Eddie Kramer on my first solo album in 1978, and we were editing a guitar solo and on 2-inch tape, you know, and we're trying to get the edit right, and we're slicing the tape with razor blades, and we're putting little pieces here and another little piece there, and then we have to tape it back together and run it and listen to it and go, that's a little wrong, you know. Then I start cutting 1/4-inch pieces of tape to get the end of the note right. So, I mean, that took forever. You know, today, you know, I'll do 3 or 4 takes of a solo and then usually piece it together with Pro Tools, but it's done with the click of a mouse.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, looking back, like, you got to laugh at how you had to do it.
There's something about analog tape that does sound a little warmer. But you know what, they've really improved the technology, Pro Tools. You know, you can buy plugins that really emulate the sound of tape.
Right.
And they even have a picture of a tape recorder running, so you're getting that mindset. You know, but what I try to do is, even though I'm recording digitally, I use old amplifiers, old microphones, old preamps, you know, racks of different old preamps, which give you that warmth sound. You know, they have tubes in them.
Right.
And I try to use amps with tubes, you know, old Marshalls, old Fender reverbs, and, you know, the old Tweed amps with the Jensen speakers that break up just the way you want it. And that's how I achieve more of a vintage sound on my records.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Ace Frehley with us, talking about his latest record, Spaceman, a solo record that's out now. Going to take a quick break. Still to come, music from Pantera, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We're going to check out a new tune from In Flames next from their album I, The Mask, which is coming out March 1st. And we'll have more with Ace. Stick around.
It's Full Metal Jackie. I've got the one and only Ace Frehley on the show with us tonight. You know, you're one of those musicians whose style is instantly recognizable. What aspect of the way you play do you think are singularly unique to you?
You know, it's interesting you say that. Like, I was working with a guitar player the other day, and he was in my hotel room. I was doing an interview with Guitar World, and he had a guitar, and he said, let's play something. And he was asking me how I did that solo in Firehouse off the first Kiss album, you know, what, you know. He goes, how do you do that chicken plucking? And I go, it's all in the technique, you know. It's hitting the string with the pick and your finger at the same time and getting a harmonic. And it's funny, I was talking to John Five last night, and he said when he brought Gene to see me play at the Sabon Theater a couple of years ago, or I don't know, 18 months, whatever it was, Gene would be going to John Five. You see the way Ace holds the pick? Nobody holds a pick like that. That's how he gets his technique. That's why nobody can copy him exactly. You know? And the reason I hold the pick that way is not because I never took a guitar lesson. So I ended up coming up with an original style and playing differently than most guitar players do because no one taught me the right way to do it. But sometimes the wrong way sounds better than the right way. Because, you know, in rock and roll, anything goes, right?
That's right.
Okay, Jackie.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Ace Frehley with us. His latest solo record is called Spaceman, and it's out now. Coming up next, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed will be checking in for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Got music from Judas Priest coming up, a new Soilwork tune, and more with Ace.
It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Ace Frehley on the show with us tonight talking about his eighth solo album, Spaceman. Growing up, you paid lots of attention to guitarists like Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page. Now, which guitar players catch your attention and why?
None of them.
There aren't any up-and-coming bands or new music that you ever hear that you're like, okay, this could
be... Nothing's grabbing me. But it's probably about, you know, my own fault because I don't really... I don't listen to the radio anymore. I don't even watch TV anymore, you know, between Netflix and Amazon. That's it. You know, I just moved into a new mansion, and the guy wanted to hook up cable. I go, no, all I want is internet and a telephone line.
Wait, so you have internet, but you still have a landline?
I have a landline.
All right.
And, you know, of course, there's three or four cell phones. But I had on my last home, I just moved. In my last home, I was paying for cable that we never watched, you know?
Can we go back to the four or five cell phones? Why do you have so many cell phones?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you get mad and throw one out the window and you have a backup one?
I mean, I have a bunch of cell phones. Well, I'm including, you know, I think there's eight cell phones on my contract, you know. One is my daughter's. I think Rachel has two. I have two, you know.
All right.
I pay for her dad's cell phone. It's, you know.
So you have a lot of phones on your
plan. There's a lot of phones hanging around. I have a couple of phones that aren't activated but are still workable.
Well, it's good to have backup phones because the phones crap out and then you're like, what do? I have no telephone.
And believe it or not, I still have a BlackBerry that works.
Hey, I got news for you. I got a BlackBerry. And you know what? Everybody makes fun of me for my BlackBerry, and I will have that BlackBerry till the end of time. So I'm so glad, Ace. I feel a lot better now.
I love buttons.
Me too. Me too.
I hate the touch screens.
Here's my theory. Like, you know, the end of the world is happening or something really terrible is happening, and I have to text someone to come save me, right?
Right.
Like, me or somebody with an iPhone, like, I'm going to win. I'm going to get that text out sooner and faster emergency circumstances with buttons. So, Ace.
I agree.
You've made my day.
No,
thank you.
Actually, one of my spare phones, which still works, is a BlackBerry. And I got back into the buttons.
Buttons are the best.
The screen is smaller, but, you know, I like to feel the button. I mean, you can feel.
I know.
You know, on my new iPhone, you know, I'm doing something, and just by accident, I touch a corner of the screen.
And then you're like, where am I
and
now?
I lose it. Yeah. It's just like, it's so frustrating. And I happen to know one of the heads of Apple who is one of the designers of the iPhone. So please.
Maybe you can put in a good word.
I got to give him a call and tell him. I think there's a way to make the screen less sensitive, but I'm too lazy to go into preferences.
Tell them to make an iPhone with a keypad, and then we'll be in business.
Okay. Tell them, Jackie.
Jackie wants a keypad and an iPhone. You know what?
Jackie said.
They would, those things would sell. That's what I think. I do.
Well, you know, they could make an attachment that you plug in and
I know, and the phone's too heavy, it's a whole thing.
Velcro on, flip it up. I don't know.
It doesn't work, I tried that.
You know, we're stuck, you know, I was reading a magazine when I was flying over to Australia with Gene, and in the flight magazine it said, if you go into college today and start working on a degree, by the time you graduate, everything you learned is obsolete.
It's old. Yeah, it's true.
It's pretty scary. So why go to college?
We're doomed.
It's Full Metal Jackie Ace Frehley with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Kiss. Gonna check out a new band that features David Ellefson of Megadeth and also Frank Bello of Anthrax. And we'll have more with Ace. Stick around.
It's Full Metal Jackie Ace Frehley on the show with us tonight, talking about the new solo album from Ace. It's, his eighth, it's called Spaceman. And you were talking about Gene Simmons, and you guys have been together quite a bit lately, writing, recording, and performing together.
Mm-hmm.
Musically and personally, what makes working together so comfortable?
Well, I've known Gene for 45 years plus, you know, and in the early days before we were famous. You know, everybody thinks Kiss made it so quickly, you know. Before Alive, you know, we had three albums and they did okay. We were still staying in Holiday Inns and riding around in station wagons, you know. Once in a while we get a limo in a major market. But it didn't happen overnight. Everybody thinks like Kiss happened overnight. No way. But me and Gene used to room together. You know, Gene has a soft spot in his heart for me. You know, he kind of takes me under his wing. He's very protective of me. And I think he got very upset when I lost it with drugs and alcohol, you know, earlier on in my career. And thank God, you know, in 2006, September 15th, I got sober and I celebrated 12 years.
Wow. And, congratulations.
I'm going to knock on wood because every day is above ground's a good day.
I agree 100%.
Ace Frehley with us. His latest solo album is called Spaceman, and it's out now. Gonna take a quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, a new tune from Slipknot, and we'll have more with Ace.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Ace Frehley on the show with us tonight. Kiss made you, Gene, Peter, and Paul larger than life, more so than nearly any other band. Throughout your career, what's something you've always done to keep yourself grounded?
I'd go home, obviously without the makeup, you know, put on jeans and a t-shirt and go fishing, or get together with friends who I knew before I was in Kiss, because then I knew they were real friends, you know. But I didn't like the hangers-on that only met me after I had joined Kiss and had become famous. So I tended to hang out with people that knew me before Kiss and, you know, go out with the boys, have a few beers, you know, go trout fishing, you know, go out on the lake. Ride motorcycles. Anything you could think of, I did. Played pool, played ping pong. Crashed a few cars.
But it's got to feel amazing, though, when, you know, still to this day, that people come up to you and talk about what a big fan they are of you and everything that you've done. And, like, I mean, I've seen it. Even a buddy of mine, you had introduced you to at the Revolver Golden Gods Awards. He had a huge picture of you on his, he tattooed on his leg. Like, that stuff happens. And how cool is it for you still to this day when people come up and they're like...
It's very flattering, but, it's getting... I don't want to say it's getting a little old because that's kind of insulting to the fans, but it happens constantly. And what I also get constantly is guitar players coming up to me and saying, if it wasn't for you, I would have never picked up the guitar. The Alive album is like my rock and roll Bible, Yeah, but I feel a little guilty because I never took a guitar lesson, and here are all these thousands and thousands of guitar players who copy me, and I'm kind of their rock god, and I'm not playing things correctly necessarily.
But it's working. It's still working.
If it sounds good, go with it. That's all I can tell you.
New Ace record is called Spaceman. A pleasure to get to talk to you today. Thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you, Jackie. It was a pleasure.
Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.